You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nina, the highlight of your weekend.
Well, it was raining all weekend, and I wish it was more exciting, but the rain kind of forced me to stay home, and that's all I did. I'm boring.
Did you watch something? Did you binge? Did you?
You
got to
name
something,
even if it was at your house.
Yeah.
What was the highlight?
Good food.
Good food for sure. Lots of cooking. We did watch a couple movies. We just resubscribed to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So I was like crying my eyes out watching Coco, and a lot of the classics.
Mm-hmm. Same. Been
that's,
there.
That's what I do. So it was a weekend of a lot of TV and board games. We did break out some of the board games.
See, I'm a board game fan. Jeremy is not.
Hate him.
Because he's a big weenie.
Emphasis
but
on the board.
I love them.
Boring.
What board games did you play?
We broke out the Monopoly, a little Scrabble.
Oh,
we
God.
Tried this new game yeah. that we actually got for our wedding. It was a terrible wedding present, I'm not going to lie. It's called Pandemic, and it was like a crowdfunded board game, but I figured out how to play, I think, anyway, and it's kind of fun.
That sounds horrible.
Is that one of those you'll play one time and then never again?
Probably, because I'm going to forget the rules. Again, a terrible wedding gift, but...
This is why I don't play board games.
This is why.
But I like Scrabble. I'm glad you're playing.
The only one I'll play is Uno. Like, somebody brings out Uno.
That's not even a board game.
It's
on.
It's a card game, but that's the only game I'll play, like party game.
He's no fun at that kind of stuff.
I know.
I love board games, man. My favorite... Let's see. What's your favorite of all time?
My favorite of all time?
Mm-hmm.
It would have to either be Life or... Because I like yes. to just, like, get as many kids as I can. Have, like, 2 carloads of kids on Life.
Yes.
Because that would never happen in real life. But then I like Scrabble a lot lately. That's yeah. my favorite.
You ever played Hungry Hungry Hippo?
That's a good one.
It's pretty solid.
That's a good one.
You should go and look up the original rules for the game of Life. Because it came out in the 1800s. And the original rules of that game, unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am, that at the end of the, because you know how at the end of the game of Life, you either go on to the mansion or you go to the poorhouse or something
yeah.
like that, right?
Yeah, the retirement home, I think it is.
The original rules back in the 1800s, I think suicide or something was like
oh.
one of the options
oh my God,
or something.
That
just
end
it all.
I'm not kidding. I mean, that's what they said was one of the end of game options.
Dang.
And obviously, in a more enlightened society,
things have changed. Huh?
We have taken that out of the game of Life.
Oh my God.
I think once like Milton Bradley or whatever bought the rights, they're like, no.
Like,
we gotta take
we're
that
gonna
out.
Rebrand this.
We're gonna rebrand the game, exactly. all right, say we only have 2 lines left open. If you're on hold, don't hang up. We'll be right back with you. Nina's going to grab these.
Thank you, Nina.
We need a couple of more people. 303-691-1649. Don't leave your boys hanging. Call us right now. Jeremy, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I know you hate things with kids, but I got to do mine with kids. I'm starting to work out with Reed. Like, he's coming to the gym with me, and we did one on Saturday because the baby shower is at my house and my wife mm-hmm. is throwing. We had such a fun little workout together. We
a
did cardio together.
Workout.
And then we wandered into the gym at the rec center. It was completely empty, this giant gym, and we played basketball together for another 45 minutes.
See, that's fun.
And the kid is starting to kick my butt at basketball. He's doing all sorts of tricks and going through his legs, and he's faster than me. It was really, really embarrassing, but that by far was the highlight. It was really good.
I love it. I am going to go with the thing that we did involving kids was a piano recital. Gretchen teaches piano lessons, and the piano recital was over and done in about 30 minutes.
That's pretty good. It's better than the ones I have to go to, 2 hours.
Because, you know, it's the beginning of summer and some families couldn't make it. So she's like, all right, we'll just go with the kids we've got. And it was kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of cute.
All right.
Wow.
Then,
oh. I'm going to say running in the park because I've started running again. And it just brings me such joy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lame ass
right.
highlight
yeah,
of a weekend?
Fine. It's fine.
You can judge me. I don't care.
You know what's lame, Ars, is the amount of people calling in right now.
Oh, yeah, I know. We only have Emily and Michelle. Everybody else dropped
Why
off the line.
Why is nobody calling?
We haven't even told you what the prize is yet. What is the prize?
A 4-pack of special advanced screening passes to The Blackening on Tuesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Century Aurora.
Okay, so
that's a movie.
Date night out.
That's a movie.
Date night. 303-691-1649. Emily, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Highlight of my weekend was my baby girl coming home from Wisconsin after 2 weeks.
Really? Wisconsin? What was she doing in Wisconsin?
She was visiting her Nana with her dad.
Oh, Nana.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your kid?
She's 4.
Oh. She's traveled all alone?
No. Oh. I flew her out there, and then her dad.
You're a pilot?
No, wouldn't that be nice? No.
You know what? When these little kids get put on a plane, they get so spoiled by the flight attendants.
I bet they do.
It's really cute. It's really
cute. Well, my child was probably the loudest person on the entire plane because all
That's
the movies
annoying.
I downloaded didn't work. So that was super fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Those poor people around you.
Oh,
I know. Man. I was like, sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry.
Surprised they didn't stop and let her off in Des Moines or something like that.
I know, yeah. Right?
Give her the boot, pull the slide, send her off.
What do you do for a living, Emily?
I'm an executive assistant to a lady boss who's awesome.
What industry?
Yeah. She has several different companies, so marketing as well as apartment software management.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Fancy.
I know.
You guys friends?
Yeah, we've been friends for over 20 years.
Look at that.
Were you friends first and then working with her or the other way around?
Yeah, we were friends first. We actually planned our 20th high school reunion together last year, and then she was like, "You should probably work for me because
I'm really successful
and you're awesome." I was like, "Cool, sounds good."
Is it weird working for your best friend?
No, we have fun every day. It's awesome. She'll be at my house later. She comes to my house. I go to hers just to work. It's so fun.
I like that.
That's pretty cool. That's good. You can make that work, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Did you have to quit a job to go to work for your friend, or were you unemployed at the time?
I used to be in the orthodontic field for like 15 years. But when you hunch over people all day, your back starts to go pretty quickly. And so I was like, I can't do this forever, that's for sure.
Oh, that's funny. All right, listen. Well, we're glad you called. Let's play some Rattle Off, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. You know how this works?
I do.
All right. So for people who just tuned in and they have no idea how this game works, what we're going to do is give Emily a category. She has no time in advance to think about it. We just give her the category, start a 10-second timer, and in those 10 seconds, she must rattle off 5 examples of that category. And a quick note to everyone who's on hold right now, even if she gets it, please, we beg of you, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Emily, 10 seconds, because we've had, wouldn't you say, a fair amount of rain around the Mile High City the last few days?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in 10 seconds, I want you to take that word rain, R-A-I-N, not R-E-I-G-N, R-A-I-N, and I want 5 words that have the word rain within them. 5 words that have rain within them. Ready? And go.
Train. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I totally blanked out, guys. It's gone.
Oh, no.
That one you got to really think about, huh?
Yeah, I know.
And you could have just said raindrop. Raindrop.
I mean, raindrop is 2 words.
Raincoat.
No?
Raincoat.
I guess. Yeah.
Brain, grain, drain.
Refrain.
I'm the loser today.
You're a winner in life because you listen to the boys and you work with a friend. It's everything is good.
Life is good for you.
This is true. Have a great day, you guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out. We appreciate you. Next up, there's Michelle. Michelle, the highlight of your weekend.
Oh, hi there. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it's a highlight so much. So as We found a spider and spent the weekend de-spiderizing my house, if that's a word.
Yeah, once you see one, there's like thousands in there.
So what did you do to de-spiderize? Did you call a company out, or were you doing stuff?
Did you burn your house down?
I have five kids. Four still at home, so I put them to work with me. We just cleaned all the bedding. I went and bought these spider bombs and started with one box, went back for another box, and then for a third. And there's no spider, fly, or anything living other than us human beings in this house at this point.
Well, for now, you're letting all those spider bombs out in the house with a bunch of kids. That doesn't seem healthy.
I know. I was thinking.
You probably should have reverted to just the peppermint oil that you can do.
I didn't.
Everyone get in the house. I gotta light some of these spider bombs.
Yeah, I know. The kids and I, we had a day of fun out in the town. Well,
I guess that's a highlight of a weekend. Maybe just the time that you spent out
poisoning
with
your family is the highlight of your weekend.
I guess.
I don't know. I guess it was kind of fine. We put in everything back, and I don't know.
Well, you have a clean house now.
Wow.
Yeah, there's that.
And your sheets are all done.
You know, you made it sound like it's such an event for you to wash the sheets on your bed, like that's a once a year thing or something.
Gross.
Oh my God. Just the way it happened. There's so many of us, you know, with the four kids and husband and I, and so just.
So
a lot of
one spider caused all
Wait
this
a minute.
Chaos.
Yeah. I want to go back to that. Like, what kind of spider was this that caused such panic in your household?
Little teeny tiny one.
That's the thing. I saw one, and then I saw spider number two, and it was the same kind. But I'm no spider expert. My child, my 15-year-old son, though, he thinks it's a mouse spider. And when we look that up in Google, it looks like that's what the guy was.
He's
like
look it up.
Too long.
I do too. A mouse spider?
It's got like big old fangs on the front end.
Burrow. And they're pretty frightening looking, but I found one hanging on the ceiling, and then we saw one walking on
the
sidewalk.
They're not even poisonous.
The second one wasn't even in the house, but I thought, if there's a number two, there
are they in
three.
Colorado? Are you sure that mouse spiders are in Colorado?
This is Australia, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think those are in Colorado, are they?
I hope they're, well, like I said.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, there. Yeah,
here it is. Mouse spiders are from the Mygalomorph genus and can be found throughout Colorado.
There he is, little guy.
They are pretty nasty looking.
They're tough little. They're stocky little spiders. They look tough.
I have a picture of the one I eventually smashed. So the first one, I was standing there, just gone out of the shower, and then putting my glasses on. The way it happened.
Oh, and there he was, huh?
Putting my glasses on, and I pulled them up to the light just to make sure my glasses were clean. And as I'm putting my glasses in my face, I see these black spots and. Right there he was.
There he was watching you shower. Sounds like a pervy little spider, huh?
Yeah, a broom in one hand and a bottle of Clorox spray in the other.
You really hate spiders? You really don't like spiders, do you?
I don't.
God, that is funny. See, the funny thing is, I don't like spiders, okay? But I don't freak out like that. I don't, like, go to DEFCON 3 or whatever. That's funny.
Well, thanks. I guess it was just the look of this dude. He was
a little soapy water in the corners of your house, say, help prevent the spiders.
Do they?
And there's peppermint oil. Peppermint oil or hide chestnuts. Chestnuts have a scent that keeps spiders at bay, it says.
It makes your house stink.
Well, it's better than a spider bomb killing everybody in your house.
You know, if you want to have some fun today, Michelle, look up Joro spider. J-O-R-O.
J-O-R-O. All right.
Yeah, look
some
that up real fast.
Or are you trying to terrorize me for the day?
Yeah, I am trying to terrorize you, yes.
Nasty looking.
Okay, so Joro spiders are not in Colorado as of right now. But they are where I live, and they get quite large, and they're freaky as hell. They won't hurt a human being, but they're large and freaky looking.
You better hold a broom when you're looking at the pictures, even.
They're an invasive species that somebody brought over from Asia, and so now they are proliferating all over the southeast part of the United States. And I don't know if they'll make it anytime soon to Colorado, but I'm wondering if the cold winter weather will keep them from expanding. Because once they do, they take over and they wipe out all the other spiders in that area. Because they're invasive, and that's bad for, you know, that's bad for the planet Earth, because we need all these different varieties of spiders. So
if they start moving up to Colorado, you're out of here.
I'm telling you, man, they're freaky as hell. So
do you refuse to watch?
Their webs are so big and so thick, Michelle. They can catch birds.
Please,
girl. Please.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're going to have me in a web net. That'll be...
Yeah, or one of your kids. It'll take down one of your kids.
Oh, my God. Little one who just... My youngest just graduated kindergarten.
Well, spider's going to eat that one.
Jorah,
that one's
would
first.
Wrap him right up, man.
Do you refuse to watch Spider-Man movies?
Oh, that's... Spider-Man's number one around here. They love Spider-Man.
What?
I like Spider-Man, actually. But...
That's weird.
I know. And one kid wants a tarantula. And I said, no way. When you move out, you can get all the tarantulas you'd like, sir. But not now.
All right, listen, you have been an absolute delight to talk with, but now we must play Rattle Off, because Crystal and Maricela? Martian?
Something with an M.
Crystal and someone else, they are waiting their turn. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
10 seconds. Give us five different brands of coffee. Ready? And go.
Folgers, Starbucks, Peach, Nescafé, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Boom.
I heard that in
well
forever.
Well done.
Crystal and Mara,
something or other.
To that name. Don't hang up. We still want to talk to you, but Michelle is a winner.
I can't believe it.
You want a copy of Charlotte's Web?
Hey.
Song really pig. Love that movie, Charlotte's Web.
Read the book.
Listen, you
are a hoot. If you will please stand by, Nina's going to come back. She's going to tell you about your movie tickets, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
What a
She's
lovely
She's a spider
human.
Killer, but a wonderful woman.
Very nice.
Not to the spiders, though. Crystal, are you afraid of spiders?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're my favorite.
Yeah. Something about them.
They're nasty.
Something about them. Google that Joro spider is telling you about, and imagine that right outside your front door. Yeah, enjoy that visual all day today. What was the highlight of your weekend, Crystal?
Well, since I worked Saturday, probably the highlight would be playing D&D yesterday with my friends.
Really?
How often do you do that?
So I have a couple different groups. This group we play every Sunday, but then I have a group that we play on Fridays.
Does your particular group have a name?
I mean, not really.
Do you name your little club or anything? You don't? I don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons, so...
I don't
know how it all works.
We've kind of known each other for, like, 5 or 6 years now, so... I don't know. Our little characters have a group. We're called the Wrathful Guardians, so that's pretty cool.
There we go. What
Very
is
good.
It?
That's what we're looking
the
for.
Rascal Guardians?
The Wrathful.
Wrathful. Guardians. Wrathful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Sounds tough.
Wow. I was trying to look up to see how many people around the world play D&D, and they say it's around 50 million people.
Yeah,
I would have thought the number was...
Recently.
I would have thought it was more than that, actually.
I don't know. Do you dress up in costume when you play, or?
Not usually,
but it's happened.
Yeah, our dungeon master yesterday did have a dragon onesie on because we fought a dragon yesterday, so that was cool.
I'm the dungeon master, and I have a dragon onesie on today. As you can tell, this is a pretty important day in the world of D&D.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, that's great.
That's
all right,
good.
Nerd out.
What do you do for a living, Crystal?
I'm a veterinary technician, so I work with animals all day.
Okay, so I've got a question for you about that.
Okay.
And I need you to be honest, because we have this thing when we take Niles the Weirdo, our little 6-pound exotic short hair, down to the vet. Every time Gretchen comes back, or Zoe, my stepdaughter, takes them, whatever, when they come back, it's always like, oh my God, the people at this vet clinic love Niles so much. He's like, he's their favorite that ever comes in. And here I am, Mr. Cynical, saying, you realize they put on that, you know, that same behavior for every animal that comes in, you know, so that you come home saying, oh my God, they love Fluffy so much, or they love, you know, Niles the Weirdo so much. Do you guys act like you love every single animal that walks in the door?
Oh, absolutely not. some people will even come in and be like, oh, yeah, he's terrible. I'm so sorry if you have any trouble, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, me personally, I'm upfront with people. Like, yeah, your cat was a terror today, but he was a fun challenge and nobody got bit. So here you go. Okay.
I love that you're honest then. That's great.
I like the honesty. I just feel like as soon as Niles walks out the door and the next cat comes in, this whole everyone in the vet clinic will be like,
Oh my God!
Oh!
Hey, what are
there
some of the
kiddos like that?
What are some of the weird things that you've seen that animals have swallowed?
Ooh,
should that be one of our topics tomorrow on the show?
I put this on my Facebook a few days ago. Like, what did your dog swallow was the question, and it was all sorts of stuff. Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
I mean, I think the weirdest thing I've ever seen so far, which I've only been a technician for 3 years, but the weirdest thing I've seen was one dog, it was a lab, he swallowed one of those wooden kitchen skewers, and it had traveled through her body, and was like poking through her intestines out her abdomen. So she had like a little bump on her side, and her mom thought it was like an abscess of some sort. And it like fully pierced through on the ride to the clinic.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. How long was this skewer approximately?
Oh my gosh, probably 10.
Oh my gosh, we pulled it out. It was probably like 3 or 4 inches.
Oh,
okay, so a little one. So it had a little piece of chicken.
Yeah, it was like half a one.
So it gobbled up the piece of chicken and down the skewer went.
Yeah.
Oh, but still, yeah.
Dogs, they are.
They'll eat anything.
They will eat anything.
That's horrible.
They will.
I'm sorry I asked now.
I think we will make that our 7 o'clock segment tomorrow. Besides, people love talking about their animals anyway, so.
Yep.
True.
All right.
Well, we got your highlight. We got what you do for a living. You got any questions for us, or are you good to go?
I'm good. I just really enjoy listening to y'all's show in the morning, and now that I work a little later in the afternoon, I get to enjoy Rattle Off now, so thank you for that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
We appreciate
Absolutely.
You so much, Crystal. You have a great day, okay?
Y'all too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so I tried it a few times. Maricela. Maricela?
Yes. Yep, that's it.
Maricela.
Maricela. I didn't know if it was going to be something like Maricela. I didn't know if it was going to be that or not.
Close. No, Maricela.
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 Ooh, that's sexy.
What's the origin?
Spanish. It's Spanish.
Yeah.
My parents are
It's so beautiful.
So.
It's you sure you don't want to say Maricela, or would that be too Italian?
That's Italian.
That's so Italian. I've tried speaking Italian, and it just comes out like Spanish. So.
Can you speak Spanish?
Are you fluent?
I am. I can speak it, but pretty poorly.
Oh, okay. I was going to say something
Not
to us,
good.
But... Probably shouldn't then.
But if you take a trip south of the border, you can get along pretty well.
You can find the bathroom if need be.
Yes. I have actually talked my way out of a ticket, a driving citation. So that
really?
Was pretty good. That's pretty good Spanish. Yeah.
In Mexico or here?
In Cancun.
In Cancun. You don't you just hand them like $20 and then you get out of it anyway?
They were trying to get money out of me and my husband, and I told them I wasn't going to pay him.
Dang.
No chance.
That's bold
so
of you.
Go ahead and give me the ticket, and I'll handle it.
Wow.
And he started sweating. He got nervous.
He didn't know what to do. He's probably never written a ticket in his life. He's like, nah, get out of here.
Probably wasn't even really a cop. It was just somebody dressed up as one.
Right.
Which has been known to happen south of the border a few times. So what was the, north of the border. What am I talking about? It happens around here. What was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight of my weekend was I gardened with my kids. I saw two movies. This is, I have a lot of highlights. And it was my kids' last day of school. So there were lots of parties and lots of parents celebrating.
It is that time, isn't it?
Yeah, celebrating. Parents crying that their kids are out of school. What were the movies?
Yeah, tell us.
The movies was I saw Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Good.
That was with my daughter, and with my son, I saw the Spider-Verse.
How was it?
That was the number one movie at the box office this weekend. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really creative and innovative. It was, like, really fast. So much. It was so graphic and just fast-paced. My kids enjoyed it, but I thought it was like...
You got a little seasick,
A little high sensory for my...
I've noticed that on things like that, and movies and video games. As I get older, I get a little more seasick watching that stuff. And I can remember growing up playing like Nintendo or something, and my dad being like, I can't look at this anymore because there's too much movement. And he'd leave, and I'm like, what? You're crazy. But now I get it. I totally get that.
Yeah. Maybe like 20 years ago I could have enjoyed it, but it was just
I understand
so much,
those warnings now that they put at the beginning of some movies where it says, you know, high intensity flashing lights and things like that. I'm like, I get it now.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was that sign for this one. But it was good. It was very good. I liked it. I liked Spider-Man and Spider-Woman.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
What do you practice? What kind of law?
I do estate planning and probate administration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we try to encourage people as frequently as we think about it to get their butts out there and get that estate planning done and a will, no matter how much money you make or how much money you have. Do your damned wills.
Yes. Makes life easier for sure.
Please.
Yes, it does. It does.
In fact, I'm due to get mine redone. I got to take Jeremy out of it.
Well, it was time.
It's time.
Yeah.
There was a point where I was leaving Jeremy half of my estate, and I'm not giving him that anymore.
Nah, he's going to roll it all into his son now.
Yeah.
You should leave him your personal property so that he has to sell all of your home.
All
home
the
things.
Crap. No, we just had to do that for my grandma. Yeah. It's insane. God. And she was in for 60 years, so... You can imagine.
I'm going to leave Jeremy my junk.
I always...
That didn't sound right,
pardon
did it?
Me? In a little tiny jar, like a baby food jar.
Yeah.
I always make that joke with my mom, because my mom likes to go antiquing, and she's always bringing stuff home, and she'll show me something, and my reply to her is always, well, that'll look great in the estate sale.
Exactly. How am I
going to
fit that in my car?
Yep.
Is mostly the
question. Right. There's some classic cartoon. Too. It's just a one-panel comic strip thing, and it's this older guy standing next to his adult son, and they're in the driveway of the dad's house, and the garage door is open, and it's one of those garages that's just packed with, you know, junk and everything, and the dad is saying to his adult son, well, son, one day this will all be yours. And I'm like, yeah, that's about the way it goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us, or are you good to go?
No, I'm good to go. I'm good.
All right.
God, I really wish I had played Rattle Off because I would have nailed the coffee.
That one's pretty easy.
I really excel. I know I'm bummed.
Well,
but
I'll tell you what. We normally tell people you got to wait, you know, a few months. We will give you permission to call back tomorrow or the next day or whatever and play. Yeah. And then we'll try to put you through to the front of the line. How's that?
Yay. That sounds great.
But you got to call. So we'll talk to you then.
Okay, thanks so much.
Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for being on the show. Thanks to all the notes I'm getting from people about the Joro spiders.
Okay.
One person's like, why did I Google that? No!
Nasty.
And then one person says, please do not bring these with you, Dom. I guess meaning when I come back to Colorado, don't have one in my suitcase or something.
In your pocket.
Didn't mean to freak you guys out.